Located near downtown Pittsburgh, the 75th annual Chatham County Agricultural and Industrial Fair featured rides, food, and live music. Chatham County Board of Commissioners Vice Chair Katie Kinlan helped open the four-day event, describing it as a day of celebration and coming together.
This is a very special institution that we have in our community. We are so lucky to have this in our backyard. This is the longest running Black-owned fair association in our country, and I'd like to give a round of applause for its longevity.
The anniversary celebration included new attractions, exhibits, and music groups, while also offering a safe space for community gathering. According to former board member and treasurer for the Chatham County Agricultural and Industrial Association, Annie Mackerman, that aspect hasn't wavered over the past 75 years.
Country fairs, little county fairs, they are so unique. It's an entirely different kind of fair from a state fair, I think, in that it's much smaller and it's a more personal experience. All of the food there is usually cooked by local people, and there are food items that are going to be cooked while you're waiting to buy them.
Born and raised in Chatham County, Mackerman said she's been going to the fair her entire life. Growing up, she said it was a grand event for the community because it presented an opportunity to showcase local household and agricultural talents, from canning to livestock and embroidery.
And when I say wholesomeness, the county fair was wholesomeness with a capital W. You just went and you had a good time.
The fair formally began in 1950 as a way to fund prizes for Achievement Day, another annual event where local 4-H club members could present household arts projects for awards. The county's farm and home agent, Mildred Bright Payton, spearheaded the idea for the fair in 1949, alongside other prominent African-American families in the community, like the Bryants and the Baldwins. In an interview with 97.9 The Hill, Chatham County Commissioner Chair Karen Howard said the fair is an annual opportunity to explore Chatham's agricultural past and the enduring legacy of its Black and brown farmers.
There was a lot of economic viability in the agricultural space for the African American community. And there was also a lot of celebration in that space. There were the opportunity for picnics and big family dinners, and we still do that.
Although it started exclusively as an African-American fair, the Fair Association's Assistant Treasurer, Melinda Marsh, said today's event represents all of Chatham County. Between its vendors, volunteers, and attendees, she described it as a space where everyone can feel welcomed and included.
So many different cultures are bringing in exhibits, and it just makes you happy to know that we are a family. It's like a family thing. We really appreciate the support of all ethnic groups here at the Chatham County Fair. We embrace that.
According to Mackerman, a modern challenge is how the annual event has to compete with more entertainment options and a plethora of social activities. But while the fair has grown alongside Chatham County, she said being there still feels like taking a step or two back in time.
Chatham County, it has seen so much growth over the years, but I still feel like that there is a small town in that great big picture that Pittsburgh presents now, but the essence of small town Chatham has not been lost, and I don't want it to be lost. And I think the Chatham County Fair being sponsored every year is a way for us to keep that flavor.
Mackerman said she hopes people will continue to cherish the fair as a space for community, just like they have for 75 years.
That should still remain a very important part of the recreation for Chatham County, because not only did I see the neighbors and friends that I knew, but I often met new people at the fair. So if we can keep that going, if we can keep that as the masthead for that event, I think we'll be all right.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.